Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana football coach Tom Allen met the media on Monday, and the first of their 3-1-game winning streaks took place at Illinois, his first ever Big Ten win as a head coach.
I'm going to start by just saying it was great to get big win for us. Really happy with our players and happy for them, and they've worked extremely hard and prepared with a sense of urgency and practiced that way, and I felt like our walkthroughs at the end as we get close to kickoff were focused, and so our guys, I didn't think we played our best game, but we did what we needed to do, and really encouraged by the way we closed out the game. All three phases working together. We get the punt, you pin them down on the one, we get a 3-and-out, and then our offense takes it down and scores with about 4 minutes to go in the game, and made it a 10-point game. Being able to finish, got 3 takeaways in the fourth quarter defensively. Encouraged by that, and just got to continue to work to be at our very, very best on game day and eliminate some of the mistakes and continue to grow.
All wins are big wins, and Saturday's victory against Illinois wasn't any different.
You need it. I think the coaches needed it. I think coaches' wives. I mean, I think everybody part of our program, you feel different. Not that winning makes all your problems go away, but it definitely, you feel different. You work so hard, you invest so much, you sacrifice so much. Everybody in this program does, and so you want to see them rewarded for that, and that's what this past weekend gave us, and it's just one win, that's for sure, but an important one, no doubt.
The motivation this time of year is easy. Senior day on Saturday, and to keep the bowl hope alive. Rutgers, the opponent at noon on the Big Ten Network. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The only unbeaten team in men's college soccer in 2017 are Todd Yeagley's Indiana Hoosiers. The NCAA tournament draw was yesterday, and Indiana received a number 2 overall seed. We caught up with midfielder Trevor Swartz to talk about the team's feelings with the draw and heading into the NCAA tournament.
I think this whole team's excited. We've been working hard this whole year for this tournament in general, so I think the whole team will be ready for the postseason. We're just excited to get back playing and just make a good run in the tournament.
What's the key to having a good run in the tournament?
I think it's just consistency. We just have to go out there every game and just, it's a 5 one-game seasons, really, so we just got to go out there and perform each and every game.
15-0-5, Indiana's been ranked in the top 3 in the last 2 months of the NCAA season, but they didn't have a regular season or tournament Big Ten championship to show for their efforts.
I think so. Personally, for me, it made me mad, so I think we'll go out there in the second round with a little bit of an extra edge, and throughout the whole tournament, I think that will be in our back pocket set.
There's some familiar names on Indiana's side of the bracket.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're 2 very good teams, obviously. Michigan State was very good when we played them. Maryland's always a good team. And I think that would be interesting playing already this season, but I think it would be a good matchup for us, and we're confident against any Big Ten team or any team in the country for that matter.
31 straight College Cup appearances, 42 in program history. The tradition of the Indiana Hoosiers marches on as they look to win their 9th national championship. The Final Four, the College Cup as they call it in soccer, will take place in Philadelphia December 8th and 10th. But there was no talk of cheesesteaks just yet, as Indiana will have to win 3 of those 1-game tournaments before even getting to Philadelphia. They'll take on the winner of Old Dominion and NC State 1 o'clock Sunday at Bill Armstrong Stadium. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.